Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have back on the show Dr. Eric Love. And we're going to be talking about healing the emotional component and resolving spiritual conflicts within the system of the Bach Flower Remedies and the Love Healing System. Dr. Love has come up with some very old vibrational therapies combined with some very new ideas, and as many diseases are due to emotions not properly handled and leading to physical disease as well as emotional problems, this is a great therapy right now for people to accelerate their spiritual growth. Thank you very much, Dr. Love, for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Kolb. Honored to be with you.
So, would you like to tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself and how you discovered the Bach Flower Remedies and vibrational medicine?
You bet. I'm a homeopath, which is like a psychopath or a sociopath.
Funny. But you like to stay in the house, huh?
So, I've been doing the Bach about 45 years. I think I have the oldest classes in the world in Bach Flower. So it's given me time to really begin to understand how to heal the people's hearts and the stress and the issues that they have. God says, well, I don't have any issues. I said, well, you know, you're junk, your crap, your stuff. He goes, I go, your baggage. He goes, oh, yeah, now I know what you mean. So the Bach remedies, I discovered them. A guy set me down. So you guys check these out about 45 years ago. I ordered a standard remedy, started giving them out to people. Man, they worked so well. People were getting healed. I said, well, you know, I got to do this more. And I told people, I said, we got any of you guys have physical disease or you got any emotional pain, body pain, stuff like that? Come to me, and I'll give you the Bach flowers. I won't charge. So for years in Northern California, I treated people at no charge at all, which then led to first healing and massage school in Northern California. And then I moved to L.A., and I began teaching around the United States. And the certification program that I have now came about in about 95. And so I've been doing it straight along, and it's just the funnest thing I've ever done. Because it's helping people. It's helping people in the heart.
So Dr. Bach was clairvoyant, obviously, and he was given information about these certain remedies. And you want to go into that a little bit more about how he came up with that and how, especially what kind of things are really good to treat with the remedies?
Well, he was a naturalist. He was one of the world's most, he was the world's most famous homeopathic doctor, a very famous Harley Street specialist medical doctor in London, and the world's leading classical homeopath. And God led him to these flowers out in nature, and he started checking them out, giving them to his patient. He found that the mimulus, I think, was the first one he found. Any patient had a lot of fear. He would give them the mimulus, and it would trigger them to start working through their fear, working on themselves and healing their fear. And then the disease, whatever it was, would go away. Second one he found was impatience. They call it impatience in England. I can't call it impatience. I could call it impatience. But he would give that to a person who's impatient, and as their impatience healed, then the disease would go away. So what he discovered was that behind the disease is the mind, body, mind, and spirit. The mind is the emotional component. And what that means is you got some baggage. And what Bach discovered was called, because people think about mind, they think of the laws of attraction and the subconscious, what you think about, you become, which is true, but that's just the first level. The second level, the actual character defects are much deeper. You got impatient people, you got workaholic people. The most impatient man that I ever met, we treated for, it was 8 months. And at the end of that time, he was no longer impatient. I was giving him deep massage. And I met him a couple years later. His back pain was gone. His migraines were gone. his body pain was gone. I made him, and he was a laid back California guy. He got a job, met him a couple years later in the health food store. He got a job as a, as an accusing, oh God, to be in the room with him. He was a courtroom, I'm going to kill you, fighting, litigating attorney.
Mm-hmm.
After 8 months, he was a laid back California guy. His impatience was gone, his dominating was gone. We used remedies for dominating, which are just unbelievable. And I met him and asked his wife, I said, is he impatient? Said, no. Is he dominating? No. Is he a workaholic? He's a terrible workaholic. She says, no. Did he have any muscle tension, back pain, headaches, anything? They were all gone. They stayed gone. So that's called a constitutional transformation, where you take the most dominating man that I ever met. You say he was a sweet guy, a very spiritual guy, but you in the room with him, you know, it was just so stressful to be in the room with him. Mm-hmm. He was so dominating. That's with him being quiet. And his wife and I treated him she'd bring him around for about 6 months or so. And after that, he was no longer dominating. It was really cool. And that's called a thorough constitutional transformation. So with the Bach, you got these issues that you can treat. Character defects, they're called spiritual defects. Dr. Bach said the primary cause of disease, so let's see, disease is beneficial for our good, and if rightly interpreted, will guide us to our essential faults. So the reason the good Lord's giving us the disease, arranging for us to have the disease, which is just a wake-up call, in the dark age that we're coming out of, we're moving into the age of enlightenment, going to be real easy being enlightened. But in the dark age, the good Lord has chosen to use disease and pain as a wake-up call that there's some stuff you need to work through, like he needed to work through being dominated. The attorney needed to work through being dominated, being a workaholic, being impatient. So what happened, the secret the Bach discovered, is we got these character defects, spiritual defects, like another person who may have animosity, resentment, bitterness, hatred. So you got remedies for that. I had a guy in one of my classes in L.A., and he was in Alcoholics Anonymous, and he said, oh, I just love taking the willow because I can take the willow and hustle and work through all my resentment that he had being an alcoholic. You got remedies for fear. I have a guy, when I first met him 6 months ago, all he ever talked about was worry about money and how he's all worried about the cash and everything. And he never mentions it anymore. It's just not even there anymore. I don't even know if we're still using the same remedy because he's resolved that. So you got different remedies for fear. I had and that's nemulous. That is for worry about money, worry about disease. I had a gal who told me she'd wake up on the subway, and she was terrified. She was so scared. Well, that's unknown fear, which is Aspen, that people call it panic attacks. She'd even wake up in the middle of the night, and would wake up in the morning, she'd be all scared. That's what's Aspen. So she took Aspen, and within a month, it was like gone. So you've got about five remedies for different kinds of fear, and they work really good. We're going through a period where fear is in the hearts of man at the moment. It's very terrible, and the Bach will provide you a way. It's like when you say you take nemulous, it's like you're taking a class, and you're listening in your soul, God himself speaking to you and saying, oh, you need to tweak this and change that, and don't go be around those people anymore. And, you know, because the good Lord's teaching us to go into our inner self. We got the two self. We got the outer self, which is external self. If I can just have a man, if I can just have a woman, if I can just get some money, if I can just get that mm-hmm. right job, that's external. And then you got the internal, which is like, no, I need to just work on myself. Mm-hmm. And we're under contract not to work on ourselves. We're under contract not to talk about deep emotions. We're under contract not to deal with the issues of our heart. So you go to work and they say, how are you doing? Well, I feel depressed. I got anxiety. They don't want to hear that. It's like nobody wants to hear the truth. But when we're doing the healing, we've got to do body and mind, the emotional component. And we need to go and look at the pain that we carry in our heart and sort that out. Can resolve it, actually work it through. So you got remedies for confidence. That attorney I was telling you about could never give a public speech, but he was taking LARPs, which is a remedy for confidence. In about 5 or 6 months, he was giving speeches, getting standing ovations. That's mm-hmm. LARPs remedy. You got three remedies for confidence. You got remedies for depression. they're just really wonderful. I had a woman tell me she's so depressed. She says, I'm so depressed, I'm so worried about the future. That's me and Memphis. She said, I'm a doormat. My parents walk all over me. That's Century and Walnut. And I've got so much anxiety. That's Agamemnon. So I mixed all those up, and I came back to health food store, and she was crying, and she was telling me, I got to go on psychiatric drugs and stuff. And she was running this health food store. Came back a month later, and I said, did the remedies work? She said, no, they did. And I said, okay. And then after a while, I said, well, let me ask you a question. You got depression? Oh, no, I'm not depressed. You got to worry about the future? She said, no, I don't have that. You had anxiety? And she stopped and looked at me. She said, my God, it did work. I said, you healed those things. God helped you heal. You didn't even know. Because it's a natural way that you have to heal these things, is to work through these issues in this natural way. That the remedies, Dr. Friend, who studied with me for years, and she's a psychiatrist, and she said, the action of the remedy is to stimulate you to go ahead and work through certain issues. So she said to stimulate and trigger you to work through the issues. So I had a woman sign up for my course, and she told me, I haven't felt the same for 10 years. I felt really screwed up for 10 years. So I asked her, I said, well, what happened to you 10 years ago? She said, my fiance died. I said, oh, well, so what happened is your fiance died, and you couldn't resolve, you worked on yourself, but you couldn't resolve it. And so it's put you off balance and screwed you up for 10 years. She said, yeah, maybe. And I gave her Starbethan, which is a remedy for trauma, and Rescue Remedy, gave her that too, which is for trauma. And within about 3-4 months, she's back to normal, strong as an ox, kicking butt and taking names, back into her life again. I had a gal come to me, and because she saw me out doing somebody's remedies on the lawn, and what's that, you know? And I said, what? Bach remedies, they're for the emotional. I said, well, maybe that's what I need. And I said, okay, well, let me finish doing her remedy. So I went and got her. She'd moved in next door. And what had happened was she was a gay woman, and she had taken pizza to her girlfriends, and she was at school in Berkeley. Guy jumped out of the bushes and raped her. And then he beat her up real bad. And she couldn't sing. She couldn't jog. She couldn't write poetry, and she couldn't go to school. She came up to Humboldt County. So I gave her Starbethan, which is the one for trauma. The next month, she says, I'm feeling better. We made up another remedy. The following month, I'll never forget, I was sitting out doing someone's remedies on the grass, and she walked by and said, oh, I got to invite you to John Palaya, the coffee house, because I'm singing with my guitar. I'm reading my poetry. She said, I'm jogging again. I'll be reading at the Jambalaya, and I'm jogging. I'm going to go back to school down in Berkeley again. She had, he cleared her trauma. Now, that was 2 years before. So we're moving to what is called historical trauma, which is 2 years before. The other guy was 10 years before. And this is the most bizarre, and this happened like within the last month or so. I have a student, has a friend who 36 years ago, her son was dumped by, he's 21 years old, and he was dumped by his girlfriend. And he took his truck over in front of her house, put a gun in his mouth, and killed himself. She'd been screwed up for my grandmother for 36 years. She can't talk about it. She can't even, you don't even dare mention it around her. And my grandmother told me it's the worst thing that happened to a woman is to lose her child. Suicide would even be worse. So, my gosh, she started giving her Rescue Remedy and Starbethan. And I think she took that maybe 3, 4, 5 months. Couldn't have been more than 6 months. And she had this ceremony, because her husband wouldn't do it, but the son of their son would. She had a ceremony where they took all the, she had called it a dark box, and in it was the suicide note. the death certificate, all of the report cards, all the paperwork on her son. And she and her son, they went through everything. And as she went through it, she just put it in the shredder and shredded it all. And when she was done, she threw away the dark box. And she said she's so high now. She said that all that pain is gone. She's completely resolved it. And she said she's so high, she feels like she's smoking marijuana all the time. She's so high.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's 36 years ago. If you go back further in historical trauma, I have a gal who, when she was young, her parents yelled at her all the time. They're always beating her up, putting her down. And that was a heavy weight on her. Well, we gave her remedies for shielding and protection, which is another thing the remedies do. You've got 9 remedies to protect yourself from negative energy. People putting negative energy on you, dumping on you, using you as a dumper, feeding off of you, using you as fear. And the weight of all this trauma of them yelling at her is like, it's pretty much gone. And that's been their whole life. And not only that, but her being shielded and protected, her parents hardly ever dump on her anymore. They just stopped it. Once she started taking the remedies within a couple of months, it just stopped, just completely stopped. Now the mother's on remedies. I'm all excited. And she's beginning the healing. So in historical trauma, can even go back further to divorce that you had when you were like 5 or 10 years old and you've never been the same since. And it can go back into the generational. The Bible says the iniquities of a father are visited onto the children for the 3rd and 4th generation. So I was reading an Indian guy, and he was talking about how he's an alcoholic and a drug addict, but he's in recovery. But he said, imagine, by 1823, the white man came, and they raped the Indian girls, and they beat up the Indians and shot them and killed them, stole the land, and got them to quit speaking the language and persecuted them. He said all that trauma went into the DNA of my family, and then it was passed down the generation. So me being born, I inherited all that. So that's even deeper historical trauma, and you can treat that too. And that's with rescue remedy. It's also with Star Bethlehem.
Yeah, we give rescue remedy after surgery.
Oh, okay.
And you can do rescue cream too.
Yes. After surgery, that's wonderful. Calm everything down. Can use it before, too. Have a person take it for a few days before, calm them down. It's good to take, like, on a daily basis, just to be sipping. I have a bottle here of Avion water, and I've got rescue in there. I just sip on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not only treating the stress of your day, kind of calm yourself down, you're also treating all the historical trauma. So you've got remedies for, like, being too much of a nice guy,
mm-hmm.
which is very powerful. A person becomes very assertive really quickly and begins to draw their boundaries and say no and not let people walk on them. And you've got agrimony, which is for holding things inside and making light of things, putting on a happy face and doing drugs. So you use agrimony, get people off the drugs so that you process their issues instead of stuffing them inside. You've got pine, which is for guilt. The person had the worst guilt of anyone I ever met. Took my class in Santa Monica. It was about 4 months long every Wednesday night. And I saw her about 4 months after, so about 8 months total. And she said, you know, I'm done. I just don't have that guilt anymore. She said, I'm still taking the remedy, but it's pretty much all gone. She was so pretty now because when she had the guilt, she was beating up on herself, having people come in and beat up on her.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's total 9 remedies for shielding and protection to protect you and get you to make the changes in yourself so that people don't use you as a dumper and a feeder to feed off, suck your energy and dump on you. You got remedies for being dominating. You got 3 remedies for being a workaholic. The
mm-hmm.
guy I was telling you about, who was an attorney, he was the worst workaholic ever. And after 8 months on those remedies, he's no longer a workaholic. And so those are some of the kind of things that do, you know, there's other things too. Wild Oats for direction. I'll never find your life work. Napoleon Hill said that each person has one thing that they can do better than anyone else on earth.
Mm-hmm.
You working with the surgeries, with the girls, the women, helping them to take out the breast implants that are causing them to disease and toxic leakage mm-hmm. and stuff. That's the one thing you can do better than anyone else on earth. Me, it's the Bach flowers. Each person has one thing. Well, I'll never forget, and the wild oat is a remedy to discover that. I'll never forget, I told this to a buddy, and he was working in a job that he hated. And I said, all I want to do is paint and draw. And he was the art director of the Hare Krishna movement. I came back in a year. I told him, just take this for a year. Came back in a year. He said, I got to show you something. And he took me into his garage. And the walls were covered with paintings and drawings. And it was now an art studio. And he said, gave me two envelopes. And one was an invitation to an art gallery opening in Washington, D.C. And the other was to an invitation of an art opening in New York City. And he was now taking his place as one of America's leading visionary artists. So that's a wild oat. It's really cool. Sometimes it takes longer than shorter. Sometimes the remedies take longer than shorter. But most people will feel them pretty much quite, you know, early on. And it helps you to handle your stress. When you say stress, when you say feelings, and we live in a, first of all, we live in a very materialistic time. So we need to look deeper, beyond. Churchill said, comfort, activities, amenities, pleasure will crowd upon them, but their hearts will ache, and their lives will be barren if they have not a vision above material things. When you go to the emotional component, you're going above the physical plane, to the astral level, to the etheric level, to the emotional, which is as the feelings. And in our culture, they train you to be obedient and do not deal with any deep emotions. So, especially men, so you can't say, oh, I'm hurting, I feel so bad, and you can't talk about why you're hurting. But when you're trying to do the emotional healing, you have to open up the emotional component and learn to be fluent with the language of the heart. It's sort of like I was in Mexico. I was learning Mexican. I was learning to speak Spanish down there. I didn't stay long enough. I was there only for 3 months. But I was learning the Latin. I could hear what they were saying. But the emotion was kind of like that. It's a language. Physical body's kind of like that, too. A woman said, I got a headache. I said, well, who's been upsetting you? Oh, I went over to talk to my mother, you know. What'd she say? Well, she was upsetting me. And we talked about that. And by the time we got off the phone, her headache was gone. So the symptoms are a secret language of the spiritual. And Bach wrote, disease is a lesson. It's a lesson which by other means we have failed to grasp. And never can it be eradicated until that lesson is learned. So the disease is, and what I teach is a wake-up call, that there's some matter that we need to go handle. Because my friend said, I don't have any issues. And the truth is, he's loaded with issues. So what happens is the emotional component is invisible. So the person doesn't know who's upsetting them or what's upsetting them. And there's a woman who had, she had pain. And we were talking. I said, well, who's giving you pain? Well, it turned out it was her mother. Mother's always criticizing and putting her down. And we talked, and her pain was gone by the time we talked. So the emotional is a language we need to learn. It's like as a woman, if you and I got a time machine, we went back to 1850s before the Civil War, they wouldn't want you to be a doctor. You're a woman. You need to take care of the house. They wouldn't want the woman to develop the intellectual. The women couldn't vote until about 1910. Now, they don't want the woman or the men to have the emotional component. So it's like we're amputated, men and women. We can't feel. And when General Schwarzkopf, one of the toughest men I've ever seen, led the Iraq War, when General Schwarzkopf was interviewed by Barbara Walters and she mentioned his father, he said, he started crying. And she said, now come the tears. I thought the generals weren't supposed to cry. And he said, that's not true. Grant cried at Appomattox and Lee cried at Appomattox and Grant cried when he became president, was inaugurated. He said, furthermore, I wouldn't trust a man who couldn't cry because he's not a man. He can't feel. So part of this whole thing about the Bach flowers is opening up the part of us where we have a heart and learn, we go into the inner self and learn to open our heart to ourselves and learn to love ourselves and take care of ourselves. So I told my gal, that was one of my students, said, tell your little girl, she's got two little girls, 7 and 10, tell them that they need to learn to go into their heart and resolve the empty places, the aching holes in their heart, because there's a divorce, a nasty divorce. So I want my daddy. I want daddy back. I need why don't you get a husband or something? Because I need a daddy. I said, well, tell them that they need to learn to become their own daddy, their own father, their own mother, and fill up by healing themselves, fill up the end. She said, I can't tell the children that. They're too young. I said, well, if you don't tell them, if they don't get the drift of this, pretty soon they're going to be 10, 11, 12, 13, and they're all having sex nowadays. They're smoking pot. They're doing drugs. I said, she's going to look for the solution to her pain in the external. If I just had a man, if I just had some, you know, something to drink. You see, you want to tell her to go within, to her inner self, to her heart, to heal the pain in her heart, these big old gaping holes in her heart, so that she can grow up and be her own father, be her own mother. I said, what if you died? She would need to learn to should take rescue remedy and resolve the pain of losing her mother, and she'd need to learn to become her own mother. This is part of healing the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting stuff, huh? And I haven't even looked at my notes.
Pretty good. Well, tell us about your training program.
My what? Oh, the training program.
Training program.
Two programs. One is private, just you and me together, which is the best and the deepest, allows us to go deep. The second is a small group, which we do by telephone. So the first program is it's a certification program. We give, from our school, we give certified homeopath, certified herbalist, certified nutrition consultant, and homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. And we do this by meeting together once a week at a scheduled time for about an hour, sometimes an hour and a half. Sometimes I'll talk to my guys for a couple hours, whatever we need at the time. I give you remedies, and you should expect the deepest and most profound healing of your life from the time that we spend together. And it's I teach you the SAF, which is another wonderful system that I work with the emotional component. It works with the deep historical traumas. Teaches Bach. And the way that you, it's an apprenticeship, where I sit beside you, hold your hand, and I'm beside you the whole time. It's not that I'm saying you got to memorize all this stuff. There's no tests. There's no exams. We just sit together, and you pick it up from me. And we go through the year together like that. And as we do that, also we work together to give remedies to other people, your children, your friends. I had, I'll tell you a backstory in a minute, but your children, your friends, you know, taking care of the people that you want to take care of. We do that together so you can pick up on that. So you become real good with the remedies. And we help you to heal of the issues and baggage that you're carrying in your heart, and help you to heal your your conditions that you have, whatever those are. And so that, and then I teach you the alignment technique, puts all the bones of the spine into place. So it's pretty cool. It's very, very deep and very complete. It took me years to figure out how to teach this. And I only have a few students, and I do have a few openings. So if any of you guys want to call me and we can talk and see if we resonate together, that sounds like something that would work if I feel like I resonate with you. The second way that I do the course is come the fall, I'm going to be starting a class, a certification program. Again, we'll run here, but we'll have a small number of people, 5 or 10 people, or possibly a little more. And we'll all meet together at a certain time. We'll meet together and work together for an hour and a half each week. So you'll be with other people who can support you, and you can support from them. But we'll be doing your remedies, too, the whole time. So you'll be getting healing and support from that. So that's pretty much how the program works. The program. The people that I work with, they get healed. And it's just, it's unbelievable, the healing that people go through. I was in an area, I had a woman, she says, can we treat my kids? I said, no, let's wait a little bit until you get moving on the program first.
Mm-hmm.
And so after a couple, 2 or 3 months, she's really getting just tremendous healing. So I said, well, let's now make remedies for the kids. Well, the big divorce, the children were in a really bad way, and they were causing problems at school, and it was just, yeah, it was just freaking her out that the kids were having such a difficult time. There was had been a divorce, and the kids just, it was just tearing to pieces. So the daughter kept saying, nobody likes me. Everybody's upsetting me. And so as we treated over the year, the daughter resolved the traumas of the divorce. She resolved the issues. And now she was homecoming queen. And I'll never forget the day that she told me that the school psychologist, she went to a school and the school psychologist stopped her and was crying. And she put her arms around her and said, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And I said, she said to her, what do you mean? She said, because I was so judgmental of your daughter because she was so negative and having such a difficult time and so nasty and everything. I was so judgmental against her. And she has completely turned around, lock, stock, and barrel. She's like homecoming queen. Everybody loves her. Everybody looks up to her. They want to dress like her. And she says, I've never seen anything like this. She said, I will never judge another child ever again. She was crying. She was talking to my gal. So that's the kind of healings you should expect, both for yourself and your family. And that's what happens when the emotional component actually does heal.
That it actually is really important.
I'm sorry?
It's really important to heal the emotional component. It's the cause of a lot of disease, including cancer.
Yes. I had a gal, this is really wild. I had a gal call me. She said, this is unbelievable. I have 4th-stage cancer. Will you help me? And I said, well, you need to sign up for the program, become a student. So we started working every week. She told me that this was really bizarre. She told me that she had so much cancer in the bones, excruciating pain she ever had. So we figured out what she does is that she takes care of everybody in the house, and she's always got some person that's not a part of the family that she's there, got taken care of. The mother-in-law's there. And the mother-in-law's nasty and dumped on her and put her down and all the stuff. But she's kissing up to her, trying to take care of the husband. And she's got this terrible cancer, and she's running around taking care of everybody else, and people are dumping on her. So as she took the shielding remedy, she began to see that, and she put some distance. She actually asked the mother-in-law to leave and asked the mother-in-law not to come around anymore. And that all the pain in her bones completely left. It was the most bizarre thing. Blew her away, blew me away. And she said, what about the chemo? She said, oh, the only thing holding the cancer back. In another 2 months, she was so healthy and so strong, and she said, the chemo's mm-hmm. not good for me. I'm going to tell the doctor I don't want it anymore. She completely mm-hmm. stopped the chemo. I didn't tell her to do this. She told the doctor, mm-hmm. I don't want this. This stuff's poisoning me. And mm-hmm. she stopped that. Then she came to a point where, and so she was getting better, and she came to a point where it was her time to die. She died. Because all the Grey Masters of the East say the way you die and the time of your death is predestined, which leads us to another point. The second point is that the Great Masters of the East all say that the primary experiences of your life, the big experiences of your life, are predestined. Mm-hmm. So that would mean that the diseases are predestined from previous lives.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, if you look in there and you got this disease, say, whoa, how do I deal with the fact that this is a deep thing, real deep thing, coming mm-hmm. from something so deep I can't even get a handle on it, see? And the solution is what Dr. Bach said, that the disease is a lesson, can't be resolved until that lesson is learned, is to find out what the lesson is. So when you start working on the issues that you have, when you start working on your baggage and your stuff and the crap that you got that you're carrying inside, your pain, your stuff, the relationships that aren't working, being in a mm-hmm. job that you hate, living with a man that you don't love, lying right. to yourself, not working yourself, not working on the sexual abuse from the childhood, and then the mm-hmm. character deacons, going around being arrogant and having fear mm-hmm. and having low confidence and stuff. You start working on those things. Those are the things which are, because when you start learning the lessons, the solution is to learn the lessons that God is mm-hmm. trying to teach you, and learn those lessons, then the disease is no longer needed as a wake-up call. That's how I always get rid of people's pain. When I was younger, in Northern California, I had 3 schools of massage. We'll get rid of your pain by putting it on the table. But the pain now is totally different. It's like a plague. It's like a black plague of the 15th century Europe. Pain is like a plague. Everybody's got it. So when you can learn the lessons of the pain, are you in a job that you hate? Are you lying to yourself about that man that you're dating? He's bad for you. But mm-hmm. once you start learning the lessons that God's trying to teach you, the pain, you don't need the pain as a wake-up call. It'll just vaporize.
Mm-hmm.
Tired of a woman signed up for my program, and she was in so much pain, she called it fibromyalgia. She said, that just hurts so bad. So I gave her Sentry. It was a constitutional type remedy. And I gave her protection, being assertive, and walnut, being assertive, and agrimony, which is holding feelings inside, and some other things. A month later, we did her remedies again. She said, Dr. Love, I know why I have the pain. I said, really? She said, yeah, it's my husband. And I said, what do you mean? She said, I'm a good Christian woman, and I do things right, and I always remember obedient, just like the Bible says, and submissive to my husband. However, he puts his pain on me, puts his negative energy and his pain on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it on. That's why I got the pain. So I said, really? So I did her remedies again, and I said that because I never tell anybody what to do. In fact, I was talking to a student about that this morning. I said, you never heard me tell you what to do. Instead, I help you to understand what's going on with you, and you go make the decisions. You go make the thing. Well, anyway, she called me about a couple weeks later and said, you never believe what happened. I said, what? She said, I told my husband, who was in tears because she hurt so much, well, I got pain. It's because you're dumping on me all your crap, and you're putting your negative energy and dumping on me. And I take it on. I said, I don't want to do that anymore. I need you to stop doing that. Mm-hmm. And he said, gee, I never realized. I'm so sorry. And he promised he would stop, and he did. Mm-hmm. And I said, my God, he stopped. She goes, yeah, I stopped it. And I said, let me ask you this. How's your pain? She says, it's gone. The pain just says it's a wake-up call to get her to make yeah. this healing inside herself. And the other thing, the other secret is that I teach is that if you if you don't like the situation that's going on out there, if you don't like the people that are coming against you, you don't deal with it by going external to those people. You're best to deal with it by going into the patterns on the inside of yourself. And I'll tell you, I had a woman who had a boyfriend, and the boyfriend was beating her up all the time, and she could never sit down, I mean emotionally, and she could never sit down and talk to him. But as I gave her remedies for shielding and protection, she began to distance herself more and more, and then I was totally resolved. I had another woman, it's the most bizarre thing, and her husband was mean to her, and she would take care of him, and he was 350 pounds. He would sit on a chair and watch TV all day and make fun of her about her holistic medicine and healing and really put her down, and she would serve him until she loved him so much. But he really would hurt her. And as we went through the program and she became assertive and got her boundaries and got the shielding that she needed, I'll never forget the day she told me, oh, the thing between my husband and I is totally resolved. And I said, what do you mean? She said, it's totally resolved. He doesn't do any of that stuff anymore. He's kind to me. He's loving to me. He listens to me. He's 350 pounds and he tries to work out. He has a trainer come. He doesn't, not holistic, but he tries to work out. Trainer comes every other day, and he's real supportive to me. And that was about 8 months in, totally, completely resolved. And she never talked to him about it at all. And that was because she changed on herself the patterns that were drawing this to you. So the secret is, if you don't like the situation you're in, and this is back to karma, there's something inside of you, there's patterns inside of you that are drawing that rotten situation, drawing those abusive people, drawing this bad stuff to you. So you need to change yourself. You need to go to inner self, which is illegal in the United States. We're told not to do it. It's the worst thing you can do. Go to the inner self and resolve the issues on a spiritual level, on the emotional level. And then the people and the situation, everything will just change. And that's how I handle changing the people's situations of the people I work with. And their situations do change, sometimes slower, sometimes like in her case. It was, she said it was just like we were married 36 years ago. She said it was just like that. And they were so much in love. But sometimes it's slower, it took 8 months. Sometimes it's quicker. But it's thorough and it's complete. And you get the... because what happens is that when suffering is to teach us a lesson. So in America, like you go to ancient Rome, if we get in a time machine, go to ancient Rome, the boys there will go to Greece and learn philosophy, standing on the Parthenon, the steps of the Parthenon, listening to their master talking about the philosophy, about treating people good. Even Alexander the Great, do you know who came to his castle every day and teach him? It was Aristotle. Taught him how his father, Prince Epis Philip, I believe was his name, had Aristotle come every day and teach him lessons about astronomy and whatnot, and how to treat women and how to treat people good. That's the reason that when he took over all of the known world, he left the philosophy of Greece and raised everybody up to a little bit of a higher level because of his training with Aristotle. In Rome, they even after the time of Augustus, after Caesar, they had the Roman, the Greek philosophers had schools. So you could send your son to a school and go to school and study with the philosophers. But in America, we don't have any of that. You're taught to have arrogance and know that you know everything. And you boss everybody around and be the top dog. Well, and not work with other people, but defeat the people and compete. But that doesn't allow for healing. You can only have healing if you have humility, humility and love. Love other people. And we have to learn to love ourselves, take care of ourselves, nurture ourselves, become our own father, our own mother, our own husband, our own mom. Told a guy, I said, yeah, you can have a husband, but first you need to learn to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you're going to draw a man. He didn't love himself. He's just using you to fill a big old empty hole inside of him.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
Yeah.
That's one of the hardest things for people to do, is to learn to love themselves. And it's very, very important, because it has to do with the connection to your soul.
Yes.
Very much.
And God gives us time to do that. Like President Grant, Ulysses Grant, nobody knows. He spent 7 years in the dark night of the soul. He didn't have money. He couldn't make money. Every business he did failed. He was in such emotional despair. He ended up cutting firewood and selling firewood on the streets St. Louis. And officers would come by that fought with him under Zachary Taylor in Mexico. And they're, Grant, you look terrible. You know, he was in the dark night of the soul. He was learning to be with himself. And Churchill, from 1932 to 1939, had no power. Nobody liked him. He was totally out of office. He was totally alone. He was learning to be his inner self. Mm-hmm. Even Jesus, before he began his ministry, he went out in the desert 40 days and 40 nights and learned to be alone with himself.
Right.
And St. Paul, everybody forgets, he struck down in the desert. Ministry. He was in the desert for, I think it was 4 years, 2 years or 4 years, totally alone, getting in touch with himself and getting in touch with God. And the old Indian cultures, they built that in. There were times that in this Stasi, they gave you a bow and arrow, and you go out and be alone with yourself for 6 months, a young boy. It was not so much to learn to hunt and everything himself. It was to be alone with his own stuff and get rid of the demons that he had inside himself. But in our culture, no. You turn in on the internet and say, oh, we got these new CDs, and we got this new song with Miley Cyrus, and you can buy these things. Look at this new phone you can buy. It's all consuming, and it's all escapism. And if nothing else, you could get them. Up in Colorado, and you can get drugs, and you can do anything to escape. Nobody goes into the inner self.
Mm-hmm.
When you go in the inner self, the first thing you'll find is your pain. And that, the good Lord gave us the Bach remedies during this difficult time of being in the galactic. Through this, the emotional components tearing everybody to pieces. People are just so torn to pieces inside. If they open up and tell you, it just breaks your heart to listen to the suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bach remedies is a way to heal that. And that's what I teach. You know, fear and anxiety and depression and guilt and dominating, all the different spectrum. And then I also teach the wonderful SAF system that allows you to go back and work on the traumas. So you've got, this is actually deeper than the Bach. And you go back and you can actually resolve the patterns of the traumas that happened to you. And those two are complete. With those two, you can handle pretty much anything in the emotional component. And I kind of put it into your hands where you can handle that for yourself and your husband, kids, and family. You know what to do. And that's one of the benefits of staying with me. I put it into your hands and show you what to do.
So how, can you give your contact information?
Oh, you bet. My phone number, you're welcome to call me. I'm the only guy that answers his phone. Just don't call me in the middle of the night. 406-585-0774. 406-585-0774. My website, Dr. Eric Love, DRERIC, DrEricLove.com, it's got the contact info, and my email, medicinewind.11@gmail.com, medicinewind.11@gmail.com.
Great.
So that's pretty much my contact information. And if it sounds good, send me a note. Tell me you're interested, and you know, we'll connect and talk a little bit.
Well, thank thanks so much for joining us today. It's been lovely to talk with you again.
Dr. Cole, it's been wonderful talking to you, too. And thank you for the opportunity. It's been a pleasure and an honor. I think you're
well,
I tell everybody, she's the best.
She's the best. Well, this is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Coming to you on the Memorial Day weekend. Have a great weekend and join us next week for Temple of Health Radio Show.